Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some news coming with the Astros after they're swept in Chicago. Sources tell Chandler Rome of The Athletic that the Astros are optioning right-handed pitcher J.P. France to AAA Sugarland ahead of the Mexico City trip that will clear a roster spot for Framber Valdez, but does prompt some questions about how their rotation lines up going forward. So J.P. France is the odd man out. And Clint, that is interesting because they looked at this thing and they could have gone J.P., they could have gone Hunter. But obviously, we know a guy that I think the thought was maybe it's too early. This is earlier than we wanted to bring Spencer Arrigetti up, and it's really not going amazing. But he is the one, they choose him to stay in the rotation ahead of J.P. France, who you could argue, I don't even think there's an argument. Well, yeah, I guess Verlander came in the second half. But you could argue he was this team's best pitcher in the second half, best starter in the second half last year. And he is the one that goes down over Spencer Arrigetti and Hunter Brown, who is struggling as well. That's wow, where J.P. France is, where they are.
Yeah, look, I didn't they got to make Helfand has to make room for Javier too. They
I was about to say, who's next? Is this Hunter and Spencer's going to battle this one out when Javier comes back?
Yeah. I mean, the one that's safe is O'Neill, ain't he?
Nail's good.
He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere at all.
He sure as hell better not.
I mean, at all.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Arrigetti, right?
No, I honest to God think it's whoever is starting to pitch. Well, I think to the point you made earlier, they were very impressed how Arrigetti kind of pulled it together in his last start. I think it was similar fashion where he maybe gave up some early and was able to kind of at least give him a shot. I think last night, I know four runs in the first inning ain't great, but there is it. They held him down and he pitched much better and it at least gave him a shot.
If they make plays behind him,
yeah.
If they make plays behind him, he doesn't give up four runs. He gives up one. He gets out of that jam. And so, yeah, I mean, he definitely looked better and was swing and miss stuff. Had several strikeouts. I mean, that was impressive. A lot more impressive than I think what the box score would tell you with Spencer Arrigetti yesterday. So we'll see. But J.P. France, I hate to see that for the old Eiffel Tower, Tyler. I hate to see that, but I'm glad to be getting mm-hmm. some arms back, brother.
Oui, oui. Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
This is wow. Damn, J.P., what in the hell?
Yeah.
Maybe get himself going. Again, down there.
You remember how horny we all were whenever J.P. France, Hunter Brown, and company just came on the scene and looked great last season?
When they just kept bringing up these guys out of nowhere
yes.
that we never heard
you remember
of
that?
Just lighting it up. Yeah.
I mean,
it was like anytime anybody came up here last year or the last couple of years, they were inspired to just to do something.
I think I'm going to throw up, man.
I know you are. Sean Bajani's the one I'm worried about. That the ones who care a lot but keep it together the most, the real positive ones.
Oh, wow.
They're the ones. Like Joe Espada, we saw his ejection. I'm sure Joe's got a real pent-up game that will just let out crazy here soon. All right, the draft is tonight. The Texans are not drafting thus far in the first round. We'll see how the night goes. But Clint, we've been talking about this since free agency, the positions and the positions of need, and I know you really think they got to fill defense at every single level.